Now to the news of the day. The big story on the front pages today, of course, reads, France must solve Greenpeace affair, Sharp tells French foreign minister. External Affairs Minister Mitchell Sharp, he's in New York City this week, I think perhaps for opening of UN, although he's talking to Kissinger and a few of those. But he had a meeting yesterday, a sharp exchange, rather a frank exchange. Yes, his name's Mitchell Sharp, and he was speaking to the French foreign minister in a frank exchange over this Greenpeace incident this summer. Mr. Sharp attempted to impress upon the French foreign minister that the incident has caused severe, serious public concern in Canada, and that here in Canada we haven't taken it quite so lightly as the French. An external affairs spokesman said after the meeting yesterday that unless this issue is resolved to Canada's satisfaction, it could, quote, cloud relations between the two countries. Well, this is Ron Collister speaking from the United Nations headquarters building in New York City. This small, sequestered area where one can feel almost an escape from the narrow confines of nationalism and jingoism and think for a moment of himself almost as a citizen of the world, where international goodwill and understanding supersedes and replaces the narrow feelings of nationalism. And it is from this lovely atmosphere of goodwill, I'm sorry. Say in New York City, you're never too far from a parade. That one has just passed by, and we're able to continue now with my guest at the CBC microphone today, Mr. Mitchell Sharp, Minister of External Affairs. And Mr. Sharp, we have all read today of the frank meeting you had with the French foreign minister yesterday. I understand you brought up the incident of the Greenpeace boarding this summer.
That's right, Ron. We did have a real set, too. We just stood toe-to-toe and eyeball-to-eyeball, myself, the French foreign minister. And it was, in diplomatic circles, it's what we would call a diplomatic Dunnybrook, a real slugfest. At one stage, we even raised our voices to each other.
Oh, did you manage to impress upon the French foreign minister that Canadians are rather, shall I say, upset, to use a mild term, at the antics of the French government in sending aboard a Canadian ship this summer a gang of men who beat up literally on Canadian nationals, the bully boy tactics of the French in doing this. Was this brought home to the French foreign minister?
It certainly was, Ron. I just told him that something's got to be done about this.
And what was his attitude? Was he in a mood of reconciliation at all?
It's hard to tell. He got a little excited in places as we had this frank talk, Ron. And my goodness, I did hear certain phrases come rolling out, such as, il n'y a pas de quoi was one, and ça ne fait rien was another one. But I think he got the message across.
It has been said, and I believe by a spokesman in your own department, Mr. Sharp, that if the issue is not resolved to Canada's satisfaction, there may be reprisals.
Oh, no, watch that word, Ron. Watch that word. That is not a word in our diplomatic vocabulary. It's an emotionally colored word. No, the phrase was that it could cloud our relations. Quite a difference.
In what way? Then, let me put it this way, Mr. Sharp. In what way would the relations of the two countries be clouded?
Well, if the French don't resolve this thing. You see, they haven't even given us a proper answer to our note of protest. They claim that their people, their soldiers, didn't rough up the skipper of the Greenpeace and what have you. If it isn't resolved to our satisfaction, one of the things we could do, Ron, is to stop shipping Canadian horses over to France for horse meat.
Oh, this is being done now?
Oh, yes, Ron. A lot of Canadians are making quite a bundle out of this. They round up these poor old tired-out horses. The owners have squeezed the last ounce of energy out of them, and as their final reward, they're rounded up and jammed in below decks on these freighters and sent over to France for horse meat. At least those that survive the trip, quite a few of them don't make it. But the ones that come ashore in the French ports, Marseilles and these places, with ribs sticking out, the poor old ejected heads hanging down, they end up in French butcher shops. As a matter of fact, the Humane Society in Canada here has been at rest for quite a few years about this, shipping these horses across, but like I always say, out of sight, out of mind. However, I think, let me say this, Ron, that if the French continue to be so insensitive and callous, so lacking in basic concern, decency, kindness, and basic humanitarianism, we might have to, much against our will, Ron, place a ban on this traffic in horses to France.
Well, once again, Mr. Sharp, thank you for another exercise in forthright diplomacy and clear-headed logic. This is Ron Collister, reporting from New York.